All right, we got to get to the juicy topic of taxes, only because your taxes might go down. Brian, I hope yours go down too. Brian Beebe, our co-host here on the Mitch Hank Show, MadisonTalks.com and Facebook Live. Jed Sanborn joins me, my accountant, and also the Mitch Hank Show LLC. Hello, Jed.
Hi, Mitch.
Now, you've been hearing all the talk about the tax cuts and, of course, the 24/7 coverage that it's going to hurt the middle class and raise taxes of the middle class and all that. You've heard that, right?
Yes.
And they're saying they can't really, in the conservatives I've heard on the Wall Street crowd, it's not good because they are not cutting the taxes across the board. They're kind of going after upper-income people in an unfair way. So what are we supposed to make of this?
Well, I have no idea how someone would argue that the middle class or anyone below is seeing their taxes go up. The second part that you just said about the upper brackets, I agree with. I'm not happy about that part of the tax reform, that, in fact, they're going to raise taxes in some ways on higher earners. It's kind of like Republicans have sort of forgotten what supply side economics is about, and or are just so cowardly of, you know, they're going to be accused of raising of tax cuts for the rich no matter what they do, right? So they might as well really do it.
Right. Well, if you're dealing with the federal income tax, because, you know, half the people don't pay it at all, right, Jed? I mean, they don't pay.
Not half the people. No, that's actually half of the households.
Okay.
And just by the differing nature of households, the bottom half of households is not half of the people.
Okay.
It's less than that.
So, half the households. So what I'm saying is, if they really wanted to do a targeted tax break or tax refundable credit, meaning cash or whatever the case, to middle or lower income people, they would have done something else. They would have cut the payroll tax or done refundable credits or increased the earned income tax credit, something like that, wouldn't they?
Well, they are trying to do that. Yeah, there's a big increase to the child tax credit.
Right, and they're raising the standard deduction, correct?
Yeah, they're doubling the standard deduction, which, while simultaneously getting rid of the personal exemption, so it's not quite a doubling of your deduction.
Well, so you don't pay federal tax. Well, of course, here's my question. You didn't anyway, right, on the first $24,000 of income? I mean, you didn't pay federal tax anyway on that, did you?
Probably not, unless if you were a single person with no children. You may still have some income tax at that income level. Yes,
so if they double the standard deduction, what does that mean, I mean, in the bottom line?
Well, for most people, it will mean that you have to make a little more before you start paying taxes.
Uh-huh. So, you know.
So it's a tax cut.
Even though the single person who might have paid some wouldn't pay much, but it still makes it easier for you. Well, there you have it. So, what kind of growth? Because the president tells us if we do the tax cuts and the corporate cuts, which they really want to do, which is the big part of this, it sounds like, they're going to bring all these jobs back and they're going to repatriate money that's gone offshore. And to that, you say what?
Oh, I agree completely. I mean, you take the corporate top marginal rate from 35 to 20. That's a tremendous incentive to move some of your business activity back to the United States, as well as repatriate money that is held offshore to the United States, which can be invested in the United States. So, I think that's fantastic. I'd like to see it even lower, but 20 is certainly better than what we have right now.
What do you say to people when they say, well, they don't pay 35%? You hear that all the time. They really pay less. Their effective rate is less. To that, what do you say?
I say marginal rates really, really matter, because if we want businesses to grow and expand, to grow the economy, to hire more people, meaning more jobs, any additional dollar of profit that they have, even if their effective rate is lower because they may have some deductions or credits or whatever, but each additional dollar that they make will be taxed at that high marginal rate. So by lowering marginal rates, and this is kind of the essence of what's call it supply-side economics. Mm-hmm. By lowering that marginal rate, you are creating a great incentive to for businesses to produce more.
Well, the Sherrod Browns of the world and the Bernie Sanders of the world are saying that they're making record profits now, and they're not putting it into job creation. And it's trickle-down, and trickle-down never works. And you say what?
I don't know what evidence he has for that. It just sounds like just textbook.
How does he know that, by the way?
Liberal socialist talking
points. Yeah, record profits. And what does that mean? How do they know? How does Sherrod Brown know that corporations have record profits?
Well, we do have ways of measuring profits. What I was, you know, addressing is more this comment, oh, they're not creating jobs or whatever. You know, where is the evidence for that? In addition, let me just say this. When we're talking about corporate taxes, I know that Democrats and liberals would love to, they love to talk about that as tax cuts for the rich this, the rich that. You know, what are the, do they not understand that almost that a lot of Americans have 401ks and IRAs and they have pensions? You know, state workers have pensions. These are all shareholders of America's corporations.
Yeah.
Do they think only the rich have stock?
So when the stock market has 55 record highs, the closings on the Dow since Election Day, that's good for people with 401ks. It's pretty simple. I mean, right? I mean, you know, when they say, well, that only benefits the rich, or this concept of pass-throughs, meaning the people that that file as individuals, that I've been told by Chris Cuomo and his friends in the morning, well, that's going to 60% of the people that benefit from that are going to be in the top 1% of income. What is he missing when he says that?
Yeah, I don't know that I believe that, because as an accountant, you know, I work with a lot of pass-through entities, and the idea that 60% are in the top 1%
of those who
that have an interest in a pass-through entity, I find that number to be not very credible.
So it sounds like you're saying it's overblown, the rhetoric that says only the rich will benefit from this.
Of course, it certainly is.
So,
and in some ways, right, we're almost punishing high-income people by, you know, we're not raising the top marginal bracket, and they're going to do a kind of a clawback so that even the high-income people don't even get it to take advantage of the lowering of the lower brackets, you know, because everybody pays tax on their first, you know, income at the lower rates. You only pay the higher rates when you get into that income, which is in that high bracket.
Right. What's your quick answer to the concept that are making the corporate rates permanent, but the individual rates expire in 2027? I know they have fiscal issues there in terms of reconciliation, but what do you say to that?
I hate it. I mean, it's just our stupid government and their little rules where they try to pretend they're doing one thing and not something else. You know, they have to come in under their arbitrary limits for certain kinds of bills they pass. I don't think ultimately that's going to make much difference, but it is foolish.
All right, Jed Sanborn, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you very much, and good luck with the taxes.
You.